My God, it makes sense now. Thank you, Ian. Appreciate it. Nika Scott joins us now, Customer Service Vice President for Entergy New Orleans. Good morning. How are you, Ms. Scott?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm good. How are you?
Did I pronounce your name right?
You did.
Okay. They give me pronunciation guides sometimes, but, you know, I managed to gum that up as well. But enough of that. Tell me about Entergy New Orleans and plans and preparations, et cetera, for Francine.
Sure. So, you know, we prepare year-long, right, for storm events. We trim trees, do a lot of vegetation management and that sort of thing. But we kind of ramp things up, obviously, when we know there's a storm coming. As of right now, we're not in that, you know, direct impact just yet. I heard the announcement that it was just shifting a little bit east, which isn't surprising. But we have started kind of a vegetation blitz across the city in anticipation of incoming weather. So you'll probably see our crews and our trucks out a lot today.
You were part of that walkthrough, were you not? What do they call it?
I was. I walked down. Correct.
Walked down. That's what it was. Did anything happen as a result of that, or did y'all find anything that you took care of that might help in terms of preventing any kind of damages from Francine?
Yeah, we did. We were doing them by council district. We've done two already. So we did find, you know, a couple of trees and limbs that we could trim back off of our lines, which is, you know, vegetation is a very high cause of down lines and poles, you know, during the storm event. So we did do some trimming as a result of that and do a little bit more work on some of our cross arms to do some of those replacements to make sure that they were as strong as possible, which are the arms off the poles.
What is your biggest concern as we head into the next day or two?
You know, I would say safety. You know, it is in the event you do have power lines coming down, you always want to stay away from them. You know, our crews are certainly trained to respond to storm events. We've received 44 awards. For our restoration events, we know that we get the power back on as quickly as possible and just ask our customers to be a little patient and be safe while we do it.
Again, to be clear, once the power goes out, until the winds come down, is it 35 miles an hour? People shouldn't even expect anything to happen, right?
30 miles an hour. We'll send a bucket truck up after 30 miles an hour after it's died down to 30 miles an hour, yeah.
When it comes to outages, and look, you know, Nika, everybody wants the power to come on immediately as it goes out, and I always thought it was odd how you just sit there and you're thinking, now, no, now, no, maybe now, and then all of a sudden it comes on like you won the lottery. What do people need to know as they check these outages maps and where they are on the grid and how maybe sometimes what would appear to be common geographical sense routing doesn't always follow that path?
Yeah, so, you know, our
does that make sense, what I just asked you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So you know, our outage map is designed to let our customers know when they can anticipate getting restored. We will, as soon as this storm has passed through, everything is based upon an estimate, right? Until we can actually get our field out into our crews out into the field, we won't know for sure exactly what that estimated restoration time is. So, you know, I would just ask our customers just to be a little patient with us initially after landfall. We'll get those estimation times up as quickly as possible, and we'll try to meet those expectations as fast as possible as well.
Are there any areas that are more vulnerable than the others? And I'm going back to the walk downs that you all did that maybe you might be particularly concerned about now.
No, you know, we're concerned about all areas of our city. We don't see any particular, you know, critical areas that are more vulnerable than others. So we'll be working all the entire city for restoration. We turn customers back on. The way we do it is we work where we can get the biggest bang for our buck, right? So if we know that we can repair, you know, a poles or part of a substation issue that will restore 50,000 customers, that's what we're going to focus on first because that's where we'll get the most customers back on.
How do people report outages? Can they sign up for updates? And of course, the question, you know, I think that everybody has is you don't want to tie up energy for no reason, but you want them to know that you're out of power. Do you have to report an outage, or do you guys have the technology to know when somebody's out of power?
We have the technology to know. Obviously, feel free to report. And honestly, the best way to do it is through the My Energy app or text alerts. And we really do encourage our customers to go to energy.com and sign up. You can sign up for all of it at our Storm Center. There's a link that just says Storm Center. You can get outage information. You can sign up for text alerts. You can sign up for our app. Our E&O's customer base are one of the biggest bases that use the app, so we love that. But we always want to encourage more people to do it.
So that is interesting. You know before we do if the power goes out. Or before we have to tell you, let's put it that way.
Yes.
Gotcha. Thank you. I appreciate it, Nyka. We'll talk to you again, I'm sure.
Thank you, Tommy.
Stay safe. All right. Keith Hinckley joins us now, president of Plaquemines Parish. How you doing, Keith?
I'm good, Tommy. How about you, man?
I know you stepped out of a meeting. I appreciate you doing that and taking the time with us. What do you want the people of Plaquemines Parish to know?
Oh, just look, we're out today. We're closing the floodgates down the industrial canal. We're sandbagging. Started this morning at the tidewater jump, and we're working our way up north on the west bank and doing the same as well. On the east bank, we need to know, let the residents know that the big gate that goes between Plaquemines Parish and St. Bernard, they will be closing that at 7 o'clock tonight.
Okay. That's on the east bank.
That's on the east bank. So those are some of the big takeaways of what's happening right now. I just need to let them know that our pumping capacity pretty much throughout the whole parish, for the most part, probably about 95% of our stations are at 100%. We've got a few that are at 66%. They've got three pumps, and one might be down, but it still gives us sufficient pumping for any of the areas that might need pumping during the event.
And the power comes from Entergy, correct?
Yes, sir, it does. Yep.
And is there any kind of backup generator or anything if the power goes out?
All of our stations, they're backed up with generators and all.
All right. Yes. So when you say floodgate for Industrial Canal, are you talking about on 23 but down between Jesuit Bend and Belchase or not?
What we have is, on 23, no, that's Highway 39 on the east bank. That's the big, how St. Bernard's got the big wall that goes around St. Bernard.
Right. I know that's the one you were talking about being closed, but what about the one on the west bank? Is that going to close or not?
No, sir. We were not going to close that. We don't see a need for that during this event here. No.
All right. So let's go way down to Southern Plaquemines and on the East Bank. What are your concerns there for people, Keith?
Well, one of our main concerns is on Highway 39 from White Ditch to Phoenix. There's about a 4-mile stretch of road that doesn't have back levee protection. And normally it takes a tide surge of about 5 feet for water to come up on top of the road at that point. The surge is being predicted on the east bank side of the river from 2 to 4 feet. So we're hoping that it stays the course with that 2 to 4 to where we won't have a problem with the road. But if we do, the levee is sufficient enough to where we will be able to get in and out of the southern end of the parish.
So when it comes to, projections, the paths, whatever they call them, the modeling, moving a little bit more to the east, is there anything that you're seeing right now that would necessitate closing that flood wall in the West Bank, or is that all about intensity more than path or a combination there? And walk me through that, Keith, if you would.
Well, what I've been looking at is the surge. And that's been consistent throughout this whole reporting of this storm here. Yeah, on the west bank it's been 4 to 7 feet, mm-hmm. and on the east bank it's the 2 to 4 feet. And our levees in the populated areas, say like Jesuit Bend, it has like a 14-foot levee, back levee back there. Mm-hmm. So that 4 to 7 is not. You can be concerned about it, but we're not concerned with that. The area that we're mostly concerned with is that from Laura's Seat to the Diamond Jump, because, that's where the levee projects, it's being built at this moment. And so in the Jesuit Bend area, that flood wall that's at 23, mm-hmm. we just don't feel like it's necessary that we need to close that because this surge doesn't warrant it.
And you don't see anything changing that at all, correct?
it hasn't changed in two or three days here. As long as we've been watching this and getting our reports, Tommy, it's been consistent, that 4 to 7 foot surge.
I know you're busy. Anything else, Keith, you want to tell us or the people of Plaquemines to know?
Well, you know, we've started this morning with the mandatory evacuation of those areas outside the flood wall. And the folks, they know where those are. Mm-hmm. You know, Lake Hermitage, Happy Jack, Myrtle Grove, Tidewater, the White Ditch, and then Phoenix and Wood Park. And that started this morning at 7 o'clock. And then there's a volunteer evacuation. It starts at 2, and that's all of the East Bank and then the Venice to North to Alliance. The shelter is going to be open at 12 o'clock today in the Bell Chase Multipurpose Center. We can accommodate, I think, the small pets. They're welcome. And all we ask the folks to do is bring their essentials and their medications. So we'll be providing shelter and water. But again, you know, we're preparing for the worst here, but we need to do that. And the team has been working, you know, throughout the night and very early this morning, and we're as confident as we can be. And you know, and then we're also still fighting saltwater, Tommy.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, does that have any effect on this or on that or not? Does this have any effect on that?
What I'm looking, it can have a positive effect on it, because if you take a look at this storm as it goes north, it's dumping rain in that valley, in that Mississippi Valley. So a lot of that water is going to end back up, you know, down south right here. So one positive, it could raise the river for a little while to help with that salt water. So
thank you, Keith. I appreciate your time. I know you're busy. We'll talk to you again.
Tommy, thanks for the opportunity.
You
man.
Bet.
Have
Keith,
a good day.
You too. Keith Hinckley, president of Plaquemines Parish. Quick break. We come back. We'll talk to Matt Jewell, president of St. Charles Parish, give you the latest there. Tommy Tucker, continuing coverage of Tropical Storm Francine, expected to become a hurricane later on today. Back in a flash, WWL. 9:27 on this Tuesday morning, waiting for Francine. A new advisory comes out at 10 o'clock, probably a little bit before that. We'll have it for you on the 10 o'clock news at WWL. Matt Jewell joins us now, our friend, president of St. Charles Parish. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Thanks for having me.
Man, if it wasn't, it'd be something else, huh?
Yeah, it's always got to be something,
yeah,
for sure.
It does. Tell me what your concerns are as you watch Francine and what the National Weather Service is saying as you look at the different modeling and wait for that advisory at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, obviously we're keeping a close eye on the modeling here, and as the storm tends to wobble as it gets on shore, that can put us a lot closer to some of these hurricane impacts. Right now, we know we're going to get sustained tropical storm force winds. We know that we're going to get probably some training rain on top of us, and that always causes concern, especially when we're getting rain at a high rate. So it's, you know, for us, it's important to make sure all of our pump stations are running, that our residents are helping us by checking their catch basins, by checking their ditches. If they live along a canal, getting a peek in that canal as well, just making sure they don't see anything that's going to cause an issue. We want them, if they do see something, to give us a call at our EOC, which is 985-783-5050. We'll dispatch Public Works out there to handle that situation. We do have sandbag stations open at the East and West Bank Bridge Park. And we've closed our sector gates at the Sellers Canal as well as the Parity Canal, and our boat launch is going to close later today around 4 o'clock p.m.
What parts of the parish are your bigger concerns, Matt? Is it a coastal flooding thing? Is it outside levee protection? Is it? And I'm trying to keep every parish straight, but it's your parish, so you can straighten me out on this. How much is St. Charles is vulnerable to storm surge?
We have very little. We have a very small number of people who live outside of hurricane levee protection, and obviously we're going to keep a close eye on them. We've added a very significant amount of hurricane or storm surge protection since Hurricane Ida in some vulnerable areas and areas that saw some of that overtopping during Hurricane Ida. So we feel like we're better protected than we've ever been. But we're going to be keeping an eye on the storm surge and the tides and whatnot. Right now, the modeling that we're seeing for storm surge isn't indicating that we're going to have a large storm surge. So while we're keeping an eye on that, we're also keeping an eye on those areas of the parish, you know, that tend to get the road flooding, that tend to get potential house flooding. and just making sure that everything is tidied and buckled up in those areas.
Is there a storm that this one reminds you of?
You know, I'm not sure. It's probably close to maybe Delta that came through. I'm trying to remember that track exactly, but you know, we take each one at a time. We, you know, obviously we'll look back historically and see what impacts storms on similar tracks have done to the parish to help us prepare. But each storm is different, and you just got to prepare like, you know, prepare like you're going to get hit dead on.
Power outages, what are you hearing from Energy?
Energy has made contact with us. They were in our EOC meeting that we had yesterday, and they said that they are prepared for the storm. I guess they're staging assets, but we are going to be still expecting to have some power outages and potentially for an extended period of time, just depending on the winds that we get from this event.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that as we wait for the new advisory to come out, look at the modeling. What is it that most concerns you right now?
You know, right now the rain is what most concerns me, and that's why, again, we're having our public works crews go around the parish checking those watersheds. We have all of our pump stations up and running, so we feel like we're good there. We've just completed some great projects that are going to help get water out of our watersheds a lot faster, improve our pumping capacity. So I feel like we're in a good spot. We're going to keep an eye on it, and if it's safe for our employees to go out and address issues, they will be out there addressing issues. Obviously, if we're under tropical storm force winds, we have to bring our crews in and keep them safe as well. But, you know, otherwise, we're just asking residents to pick up those loose items around their homes, anything that could end up in the storm system or the drainage system. You know, we're not going to have trash collection tomorrow. So anybody who has a Wednesday trash collection day, we're asking them to bring that trash can in and store it. And just prepare for this storm like everybody else.
Schools
are going to be closed tomorrow and Thursday, and government buildings are going to be closed for sure tomorrow and most likely Thursday, depending on the power situation.
And do you guys have any shelters open? Or
we are working on a shelter of last resort. We're going to put some information out on that a little bit later this evening, but you know that'll be open for residents who are in substandard homes or trailers who don't feel safe in the shelter that they're currently in.
So the worst possible case, as it stands now for St. Charles Parish, would be a jog to the east intensification.
Yeah, it's really if it jogs to the east and you get into that wind field, that hurricane force wind field. Now the wind field on this storm right now is pretty compact as far as the hurricane force winds. But you know, it's obviously a concern that the more it jogs east, the more those wind speeds go up, the higher those gusts, and then, you know, obviously the more potential for wind related damage to homes and structures in the parish. So, you know, obviously we want that westward jog. We don't want an eastward jog, but we're preparing for it either way.
So the big takeaway, I guess, is make sure you got a couple of the stuff you need in your home. Be ready for power outage, maybe 24 hours or more, I'm guessing here, Matt, and generator usage. Man, read the instructions. Be safe with what you're doing there and be considerate of your neighbor.
Yeah, let's use some common sense when we're using generators. Don't run them indoors. Keep them far away from your house while you're running them. If you have elderly parents or elderly neighbors, we want you to check on them, make sure that they have everything they need. If you have prescriptions that you need, make sure to go to the store and get your prescriptions and have everything that you need in case that store isn't open and, you know, that you don't have power. So, you know, we just ask everybody to do the neighborly thing, check on one another, prepare for the storm, help everybody out.
I appreciate your time. You know where we are, Matt. You got anything for us? Give us a call. We'll put you right on.
Will do. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. Tommy Tucker, glad you're with us. As we wait and watch Francine, a new advisory coming out a little bit before 10 o'clock. We'll have it for you as soon as it happens. 9:34, 26 till 10. Time for traffic, WWL. 9:41, 19 till 10, new advisory coming out on Francine shortly. We'll have it for you when it does happen. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Terrebonne Parish President Jason Bergeron. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, sir?
I'm all right. Thanks for taking the time with us. Tell me your concerns. And, man, when you look at a map of Terrebonne Parish from Schriever to Duloc, okay, but after that, not a whole lot of land. Tell me what your concerns are.
My biggest concern is that storm surge coming in from what we consider kind of worst-case scenario area. With the west, you know, it's probably our weakest area of the levee system, but we do have a lot of land to knock it down. You know, so when they say storm surge 5 to 10 foot, you know, just not knowing what that's going to look like and what that looks like against the levee systems, that is our concern.
Tell me about the levee systems, if you can, Jason. Where do they run? Because, again, I've been asking every parish leader this. It's hard for me to keep track of all of them, but it's your parish, so you're the guy to tell me.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the Morganza system, and that runs, you know, from different parishes into our parish from both the east and the west. That area has been an area that the Corps of Engineers finally got involved in the project, and that's some of the area that they're working on. So, you know, it's some stuff that's some of the recent built stuff, and, you know, you got to build a levee up to 8 foot and let it settle, and then it settles down to 6, and then you build it up again. And so it's that constant process of going back and forth. And so, you know, we're probably at an 8 and 10 foot area in some of those areas, but again, we have, you know, not knowing how much surge we're going to have versus how much the marsh is going to knock it down, just leaves a question.
Last charter fishing trip I went on was out of Cocoteague, had a great time. What should people there know in areas south of, say, I don't know, you tell me, south of Duloc, are there evacuations called or what?
Yeah, we issued mandatory evacuation yesterday. I always like to make sure everybody understands that mandatory evacuation means that once the storm's rolling, we're not going to be able to get to you, and that if you choose to stay, you're putting that on yourself. But we did that south of the levee system throughout the parish, again, with that 5 to 10 foot surge, and no telling how much water. You know, when you say 10 foot, that's above people's heads. And so we just want to make sure that people get their family inside the system, you know, get your property protected as much as you can, but get inside the system. We have a couple roads that are going to be closed off as kind of that last resort, and then you can come across the levee in a couple spots. But we're closing all that. It's 7 o'clock tonight, and so we just want to make sure that those residents get on this side of the levee system before then.
And what roads would those be from where to where, Jason?
So we have the Highway 56, Highway 665, and then we have another area that we're going to have to actually put some sandbags in place to get that road blocked off. So,
what about sandbag locations and for people that want to – is there any of that?
Yeah, we have 17 sandbag locations, and then for those that are either elderly or disabled, we can do. We have that at our south plant on Grand Cayou Road, where they can pick up to 15 sandbags per person.
Is this storm? Does this remind you of anyone in history of Terrebonne Parish?
I know we've had a couple storms come in through that direction. This is a little bit different, and again, the fact that it's moving fast and hopefully it doesn't get too big, we. You know, again, we have a lot of confidence in our system and putting it in the Lord's hands at this point.
The worst thing that could happen is for it to slow down, accurate?
Yes. Yeah, with this slowing down, we just run into a possibility of, excuse me here, just got a bunch of background noise here. Our biggest concern is, you know, it slows down, it builds up that storm surge, and then from there, you know, what that means. But it looks like it's going to stay compact and hopefully not strengthen too much. And so, you know, based on that information, hopefully we'll be okay.
So the population, majority of the population lives, say, north of Chauvin or Duloc?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're 104,000 with 33,000 that in our city limits. And then as it disperses out through the rural areas, a lot of people below the levee districts are kind of more camps. Lower than the levee are more camps than anything, but we do have some residents still living down there.
And what about the city of Houma itself? Business is going to be closed for what, tomorrow and Thursday, or definitely tomorrow, and schools and so forth?
Yeah, so far we have our government offices closing Wednesday. Most of the schools in the area are Wednesday and Thursday, and we'll make some decisions either late Wednesday night or early Thursday morning about what the parish looks like, and you know, I would think based on the track and path and time that we'll be open on Thursday.
And what about power outages? What are you hearing from Entergy?
So we are some Entergy, some Sleeka, and some Terrebonne Parish Power. So
yeah.
We know there's a risk of it when we're talking about, you know, winds from anywhere. I think we're in a 60% category for winds, you know, 50 to 75. So with that, I think you're going to have some of that going on. We've been going through a resiliency project. I think we're about 25-35% done right now. So for those areas that are not, there's still that possibility.
So you would tell people to do what today? And like when you're talking about home and so forth, what would you say?
Make sure we get all the debris picked up, you know, for two reasons. One, debris that would fly around and debris that would end up in our drainage system that could clog some drains. But get all that locked down, get it protected, and get ready to get inside for the storm and make sure that the ultimate level of protection for the family you can get.
Any shelters that will be open, Jason?
Yeah, so we're actually in the process of pushing all that up. We had all that scheduled for 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, but we're actually about to release, if it hadn't been released yet, that we're pushing it up to 6 p.m. tonight with the fact that we got to get some of these roller gates closed sooner rather than later. So that's going to happen at 7 o'clock tonight. And then we're going to issue a curfew outside of the levee protection system once all that starts to happen.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the sheriff's department and patrols and so forth. For people that have to evacuate, they needn't worry. Accurate?
Accurate. Yes, sir. We're going to go down and check each route. You know, we're going to go down each by you, each down each road, and just work on getting people north of that levee protection system. And then we're going to make sure that we have the highest level of security. So that's what we do to get residents to evacuate. Don't worry about the property. We're going to protect it. We got a zero tolerance policy with looters. And so we're going to make sure that these residents' homes are protected so they can protect their family.
So as it stands now, you'd say, you know what, hunker down, get ready. You're not going to have power maybe for a day, something like that. Best possible case?
Yeah, I think that's probably a worst-case scenario. Again, we got crews on standby ready to go. We can't do anything while the winds are blowing, but as soon as it gets down to a level that we can, we're going to have crews out and about doing assessments and getting roads cleared and getting anything like that repaired.
Any final thoughts?
Just be safe, say some prayers, and God bless everyone.
You got it, Jason. Look, you know where the phone line, so call in anytime you got anything. We'll put you right on, all right?
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Good luck. All right, we'll take a break, come back. We're going to talk to Colin Arnold, who is the Director of Homeland Security for Orleans Parish, and we'll find out what Noel Norman's got planned for us today here on WWL. All right, 9:54, 6 till 10, got new advisory coming up momentarily on Francine. Colin Arnold joins us, Director of Homeland Security for the City of New Orleans. How you doing, Colin?
A little busy today. How are you, Tommy?
Yeah, I guess you are a little bit busy, and I appreciate you taking the time. But
thanks for having me.
Keep in mind, Colin, if it wasn't this, it'd be something else, right?
That's right. No, we'll take it. We'll take it for now.
Well, I was just going to say, one thing I found interesting was the Gutter Buddies thing, in that the Gutter Buddies are designed to keep debris out, but yet water flow over, correct?
They are. I think what happens is sometimes they get a little clogged up with the stuff they're trying to keep out, and that can affect the water flow over them. But that is the design of them. They're porous.
So the floor is yours, sir. Tell me about pumping stations, about street flooding, rain, wind, everything.
Yeah, I mean, no real updates from yesterday from the press conference. 90 of 99 pumps, ample power, 70 megawatts, according to Sewage and Water Board. They need 44 to run the system. So we're in a real positive power situation compared to just 6 months ago. So I'm happy about that. What I wanted to talk about was we're about ready to open up sandbag sites for folks if they want to get some sandbags, and I can run over those real quick. In Council District B, it's at the Dryads YMCA, which is at 2220 Aretha Castle Haley. In Council District E, at St. Maria Goretti Church at 7300 Crowder. There's two in Council District D, one at St. Leo the Great at 2916 Paris Avenue, and one at the Desire Florida Multipurpose Center, which is at 3250 Industry. And then in Council District C, at the Arthur Munday Center on the West Bank at 1111 Newton. So those should be open by about 11, we've got a lot of thanks to the city council members who have their folks and themselves out there with volunteers from NOLA Ready to assist with loading sandbags. And it's basically 11 to 3 or until supplies run out, which, you know, we had two truckloads of sand dropped at each location. So should be good to go there. I would just tell people, make sure to make sure you're also getting all of your other supplies, you know, your prescriptions, your water, those things, just to make sure that you're good through Thursday. And I really think probably Thursday around noon we'll be through this. There may be some power outages with the winds, but right now what we're looking at is no significant change in the track from last night. It actually went a little west, which is a good thing last night. It seems to be we're kind of right on the edge of those tropical storm force winds, about a maybe 17 to 30% chance of tropical storm force winds, 30 to 50 miles an hour. So we just want to make sure that people take, government's going to be closed on Wednesday and Thursday. Schools are going to be closed on Wednesday and Thursday. I would take heed if you're a business owner, and I heard some of the other parishes this morning with good advice, which is if you don't have an essential business or you don't have to be out tomorrow and Thursday, at least through the first part of Thursday into the afternoon, I think that's probably the best course of action and the safest course of action for everyone.
It's not Ida, it's not Katrina, but be aware, be ready for some power outages, and also I would guess don't put your garbage out.
Yeah, that's a great point. Thank you, because I always get the sanitation guy pulling his hair out over. Please keep your cans in if you can, in a secured area where they're not going to float out into the street and dump over and exacerbate the storm drain / gutter buddy issue, if possible. And then we'll be giving out a lot of advice on debris and everything afterwards for the folks, which also brings up, if you go to ready.nola.gov, that's the NOLA Ready website, has a lot of this information. There's a big banner across the top that has Hurricane Tropical Storm Francine. You can click on all the latest updates, including all these sandbag locations. And even if you just go to the city's website right now, NOLA.gov, we've taken over the top of the banner there, and you can get
9:41:19 till 10. New advisory coming out on Francine shortly. We'll have it for you when it does happen. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Terrebonne Parish President Jason Bergeron. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, sir?
I'm all right. Thanks for taking the time with us. Tell me your concerns. And, man, when you look at a map of Terrebonne Parish from Schriever to Duloc, okay, but after that, not a whole lot of land. Tell me what your concerns are.
My biggest concern is that storm surge coming in from what we consider kind of worst-case scenario area. But the west, you know, it's probably our weakest area of the levee system. But we do have a lot of land to knock it down. You know, so when they say storm surge 5 to 10 foot, you know, just not knowing what that's going to look like and what that looks like against the levee systems, that is our concern.
Tell me about the levee systems, if you can, Jason. Where do they run? Because, again, I've been asking every parish leader this. It's hard for me to keep track of all of them, but it's your parish, so you're the guy to tell me.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the Morganza system, and that runs, you know, from different parishes into our parish from both the east and the west. That area has been an area that the Corps of Engineers finally got involved in the project, and that's some of the area that they're working on. So, you know, it's some stuff that's some of the recent built stuff, and you know, you got to build a levee up to 8 foot and let it settle, and then it settles down to 6, and then you build it up again. And so it's that constant process of going back and forth. And so, and we're probably at an 8 and 10 foot area in some of those areas, but again, we have, you know, not knowing how much surge we're going to have versus how much the marsh is going to knock it down, just leaves a question.
Last charter fishing trip I went on was out of Cocodrie, had a great time. What should people there know in areas south of, say, I don't know, you tell me, south of Duloc, are there evacuations called or what?
Yeah, we issued evacuation, mandatory evacuation yesterday. I always like to make sure everybody understands that mandatory evacuation means that once the storm's rolling, we're not going to be able to get to you, and that if you choose to stay, you're putting that on yourself. But we did that south of the levee system throughout the parish, again, with that 5 to 10-foot surge, and no telling how much water. You know, when you say 10-foot, that's above people's heads. And so we just want to make sure that people get their family inside the system, you know, get your property protected as much as you can, but get inside the system. We have a couple roads that are going to be closed off as kind of that last resort, and then you can come across the levee in a couple spots. But we're closing all that. It's 7 o'clock tonight. And so we just want to make sure that those residents get on this side of the levee system before then.
And what roads would those be from where to where, Jason?
So we have the Highway 56, Highway 665, and then we have another area that we're going to have to actually put some sandbags in place to get that road blocked off. So
What about sandbag locations and for people that want to, is there any of that?
Yeah, we have 17 sandbag locations, and then for those that are either elderly or disabled, we can do, we have that at our South Plant on Grand Cayou Road where they can pick up to 15 sandbags per person.
Is this storm, does this remind you of anyone in history of Terrebonne Parish?
I know we've had a couple storms come in through that direction. This is a little bit different. And again, the fact that it's moving fast and hopefully it doesn't get too big. We, you know, again, we have a lot of confidence in our system and putting it in the Lord's hands at this point.
The worst thing that could happen is for it to slow down, accurate?
Yes. Yeah, with it slowing down, we just run into a possibility of, excuse me here, I just got a bunch of background noise here. Our biggest concern is, you know, it slows down, it builds up that storm surge, and then from there, you know, what that means. But it looks like it's going to stay compact and hopefully not strengthen too much. And so, you know, based on that information, hopefully we'll be okay.
So the population, majority of the population lives, say, north of Chauvin or Duloc?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're 104,000 with 33,000 in our city limits, and then as it disperses out through the rural areas. A lot of people below the levee districts are kind of more camps. Below than the levee are more camps than anything, but we do have some residents still living down there.
And what about the city of Houma itself? Business is going to be closed for what, tomorrow and Thursday, or definitely tomorrow, and schools and so forth?
Yeah, so far we have our government offices closing Wednesday. Most of the schools in the area are Wednesday and Thursday. And we'll make some decisions either late Wednesday night or early Thursday morning about what the parish looks like. And, you know, I would think based on the track and path and time that we'll be open on Thursday.
And what about power outages? What are you hearing from Entergy?
So we are some Entergy, some Sleeca, and some Terrebonne Parish Power. So
yeah.
We know there's a risk of it when we're talking about, you know, winds from anywhere. I think we're in a 60% category for winds. You know, 50 to 75. So with that, I think you're going to have some of that going on. We've been going through a resiliency project. I think we're about 25-35% done right now. So for those areas that are not, there's still that possibility.
So you would tell people to do what today? And like when you're talking about Houma and so forth, what would you say?
Make sure we get all the debris picked up, you know, for two reasons. One, debris that would fly around and debris that would end up in our drainage system that could clog some drains. But get all that locked down, get it protected, and get ready to get inside for the storm and make sure that the ultimate level of protection for the family you can get.
Any shelters that will be open, Jason?
Yeah, so we're actually in the process of pushing all that up. We had all that scheduled for 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, but we're actually about to release, if it hadn't been released yet, that we're pushing it up to 6 p.m. tonight with the fact that we got to get some of these roller gates closed sooner rather than later. So that's going to happen at 7 o'clock tonight. And then we're going to issue a curfew outside of the levee protection system once all that starts to happen.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the sheriff's department and patrols and so forth. For people that have to evacuate, they needn't worry. Accurate?
Accurate. Yes, sir. We're going to go down and check each route. You know, we're going to go down each bayou, each down each road, and just work on getting people north of that levee protection system. And then we're going to make sure that we have the highest level of security. That's what we do to get residents to evacuate. Don't worry about the property. We're going to protect it. We got a zero tolerance policy with looters. And so we're going to make sure that these residents' homes are protected so they can protect their family.
So as it stands now, you'd say, you know what, hunker down, get ready. You're not going to have power maybe for a day, something like that. Best possible case?
Yeah, I think that's probably a worst-case scenario. Again, we got crews on standby ready to go. We can't do anything while the winds are blowing, but as soon as it gets down to a level that we can, we're going to have crews out and about doing assessments and getting roads cleared and getting anything like that repaired.
Any final thoughts?
Just be safe, say some prayers, and God bless everyone.
You got it, Jason. Look, you know where the phone line, so call in anytime you got anything. We'll put you right on, all right?
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Good luck. All right, we'll take a break, come back. We're going to talk to Colin Arnold, who is the Director of Homeland Security for Orleans Parish, and we'll find out what Noel Norman's got planned for us today here on WWL. Hi, 9:54, 6 till 10. Got new advisory coming out momentarily on Francine. Colin Arnold joins us, Director of Homeland Security for the city of New Orleans. How you doing, Colin?
A little busy today. How are you, Tommy?
Yeah, I guess you are a little bit busy. I appreciate you taking the time. But keep in mind,
thanks for having me.
Keep in mind, Colin, if it wasn't this, it'd be something else, right?
That's right. No, we'll take it. We'll take it for now. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, one thing I found interesting was the Gutter Buddies thing, in that the Gutter Buddies are designed to keep debris out, but yet water flow over, correct?
They are. I think what happens is sometimes they get a little clogged up with the stuff they're trying to keep out, and that can affect the water flow over them. But that is the design of them. They're porous.
So the floor is yours, sir. Tell me about pumping stations, about street flooding, rain, wind, everything.
Yeah, I mean, no real updates from yesterday from the press conference. 90 of 99 pumps, ample power, 70 megawatts, according to Sewage and Water Board. They need 44 to run the system. So we're in a real positive power situation compared to just 6 months ago. So I'm happy about that. What I wanted to talk about was we're about ready to open up sandbag sites for folks if they want to get some sandbags, and I can run over those real quick. In Council District B, it's at the Dryads YMCA, which is at 2220 Aretha Castle Haley. In Council District E, at St. Maria Goretti Church at 7300 Crowder. There's two in Council District D, one at St. Leo the Great at 2916 Paris Avenue, and one at the Desire Florida Multipurpose Center, which is a 3250 Industry. And then in Council District C, at the Arthur Munday Center on the West Bank at 1111 Newton. So those should be open by about 11, we've got a lot of thanks to the city council members who have their folks and themselves out there with volunteers from NOLA Ready to assist with loading sandbags. And it's basically 11 to 3 or until supplies run out, which, you know, we had two truckloads of sand dropped at each location. So should be good to go there. I would just tell people, make sure you're also getting all of your other supplies, you know, your prescriptions, your water, those things, just to make sure that you're good through Thursday. And I really think probably Thursday around noon we'll be through this. There may be some power outages with the winds, but right now what we're looking at is no significant change in the track from last night. It actually went a little west, which is a good thing, last night. It seems to be we're kind of right on the edge of those tropical storm force winds, about a maybe 17 to 30% chance of tropical storm force winds, 30 to 50 miles an hour. So we just want to make sure that people take, government's going to be closed on Wednesday and Thursday. Schools are going to be closed on Wednesday and Thursday. I would take heed if you're a business owner, and I heard some of the other parishes this morning with good advice, which is if you don't have an essential business or you don't have to be out tomorrow and Thursday, at least through the first part of Thursday into the afternoon, I think that's probably the best course of action and the safest course of action for everyone.
It's not Ida, it's not Katrina, but be aware, be ready for some power outages, and also I would guess don't put your garbage out.
Yeah, that's a great point. Thank you, because I always get the sanitation guy pulling his hair out over. Please keep your cans in if you can, in a secured area where they're not going to float out into the street and dump over and exacerbate the storm drain / gutter buddy issue, if possible. And then we'll be giving out a lot of advice on debris and everything afterwards for the folks, which also brings up, if you go to ready.nola.gov, that's the NOLA Ready website, has a lot of this information. There's a big banner across the top that has Hurricane Tropical Storm Francine. You can click on all the latest updates, including all these sandbag locations. And even if you just go to the city's website right now, NOLA.gov, we've taken over the top of the banner there, and you can get all of the latest information that we're putting out. And sign up for alerts and updates by texting NOLA Ready, one word, to 77295, and you'll get the latest information.
Thank you, Colin. We'll talk to you again, I'm sure. Noel Norman standing by. What you got coming up, Noel?
Tommy, we're going to visit with Shannon Martin from Bankrate. One in four homeowners feel unprepared financially for an extreme weather event. Liz Murrell, the Louisiana Attorney General, will join us about the FEMA Flood Risk 2.0 case. We'll visit with David Schultz, professor of political science, at Hamline University. We'll talk about the Trump-Harris debate preview. NOLA Coalition with Derek Henderson, Don't Stop Dreaming. Cynthia Lee Shang joins us, the parish president. And we'll check in with the weather, folks, because there's something going on. I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Thanks to Jordan Fiegel for an outstanding job today. Noel's next. Hi, 9:54, 6 till 10. Got new advisory coming up momentarily on Francine. Colin Arnold joins us, Director of Homeland Security for the City of New Orleans. How you doing, Colin?
A little busy today. How are you, Tommy?
Yeah, I guess you are a little bit busy. I appreciate you taking the time.
But thanks for having me.
Keep in mind, Colin, if it wasn't this, it'd be something else, right?
That's right. No, we'll take it. We'll take it for now. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, one thing I found interesting was the Gutter Buddies thing, in that the Gutter Buddies are designed to keep debris out, but yet water flow over, correct?
They are. I think what happens is sometimes they get a little clogged up with the stuff they're trying to keep out, and that can affect the water flow over them. But that is the design of them. They're porous.
So the floor is yours, sir. Tell me about pumping stations, about street flooding, rain, wind, everything.
Yeah, I mean, no real updates from yesterday from the press conference. 90 of 99 pumps, ample power, 70 megawatts, according to Sewage and Water Board. They need 44 to run the system. So we're in a real positive power situation compared to just 6 months ago. So I'm happy about that. What I wanted to talk about was we're about ready to open up sandbag sites for folks if they want to get some sandbags, and I can run over those real quick. In Council District B, it's at the Dryads YMCA, which is at 2220 Aretha Castle Haley. In Council District E, at St. Maria Goretti Church at 7300 Crowder. There's two in Council District D, one at St. Leo the Great at 2916 Paris Avenue, and one at the Desire Florida Multipurpose Center, which is at 3250 Industry. And then in Council District C, at the Arthur Munday Center on the West Bank at 1111 Newton. So those should be open by about 11, we've got a lot of thanks to the city council members who have their folks and themselves out there with volunteers from NOLA Ready to assist with loading sandbags. And it's basically 11 to 3 or until supplies run out, which, we had two truckloads of sand dropped at each location. So should be good to go there. I would just tell people, make sure you're also getting all of your other supplies, your prescriptions, your water, those things, just to make sure that you're good through Thursday. And I really think probably Thursday around noon we'll be through this. There may be some power outages with the winds, but right now what we're looking at is no significant change in the track from last night. It actually went a little west, which is a good thing, last night. It seems to be we're kind of right on the edge of those tropical storm force winds, about a maybe 17 to 30% chance of tropical storm force winds, 30 to 50 miles an hour. So we just want to make sure that people take, government's going to be closed on Wednesday and Thursday. Schools are going to be closed on Wednesday and Thursday. I would take heed if you're a business owner, and I heard some of the other parishes this morning with good advice, which is if you don't have an essential business or you don't have to be out tomorrow and Thursday, at least through the first part of Thursday into the afternoon, I think that's probably the best course of action and the safest course of action for everyone.
It's not Ida, it's not Katrina, but be aware, be ready for some power outages, and also I would guess don't put your garbage out.
Yeah, that's a great point. Thank you, because I always get the sanitation guy pulling his hair out over. Please keep your cans in if you can, in a secured area where they're not going to float out into the street and dump over and exacerbate the storm drain / gutter buddy issue if possible. And then we'll be giving out a lot of advice on debris and everything afterwards for the folks, which also brings up, if you go to ready.nola.gov, that's the NOLA Ready website, has a lot of this information. There's a big banner across the top that has Hurricane Tropical Storm Francine. You can click on all the latest updates, including all these sandbag locations. And even if you just go to the city's website right now, NOLA.gov, we've taken over the top of the banner there, and you can get all of the latest information that we're putting out. And sign up for alerts and updates by texting NOLA Ready, one word, to 77295, and you'll get the latest information.
Thank you, Colin. We'll talk to you again, I'm sure. Noel Norman standing by. What you got coming up, Noel?
Tommy, we're going to visit with Shannon Martin from Bankrate. 1 in 4 homeowners feel unprepared financially for an extreme weather event. Liz Murrell, the Louisiana Attorney General, will join us about the FEMA Flood Risk 2.0 case. We'll visit with David Schultz, professor of political science, at Hamline University. We'll talk about the Trump-Harris debate preview. NOLA Coalition with Derek Henderson, Don't Stop Dreaming. Cynthia Lee Shang joins us, the parish president. And we'll check in with the weather folks, because there's something going on. I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Thanks to Jordan Fiegel for an outstanding job today. Noel's next.